This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
No Jumper. Coolest podcast in the world. You're somebody I've been seeing on the gram over and over and over, a seeming master of virality. Rebecca is in the building. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
I haven't done an Instagram social media starlet in a while.
Well, I'm a good place to start.
I've done it.
Yeah. Who was your first? I've seen Danny Banks. I think I've seen you do a thing with Danny Banks, right?
Why have I been booked to Danny Banks multiple times and then she just bails?
Really? It's a good bang.
She's never done.
No?
I'm trying to
get her in there.
Get in early. It's like the stock market, but I think she's capping. She's like you guys are all you social media girls are like geniuses of going viral. She's out here doing photo shoots with male stars.
Yeah.
She's not banging them.
No, I don't know. I don't know. That's her business.
I'm airing her out. Danny, you're full of shit. I heard she's not banging him.
No, Danny's my friend.
But I don't know why she's booking Plug Talk if she's... Maybe she just gets cold feet.
Probably. It's scary.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I don't know.
You're not doing porn though, right? Usually pretty cut and dry question kinda, for most humans.
Yeah. I think because it's OnlyFans, it's like, I'm not on Pornhub. Like, I'm not on those sites.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I think it's like the lines are blurred a little bit.
Right.
When it comes to that.
You haven't thought about making your porn debut?
No.
It's not yet. It's not a possibility? Or it's just not for right now?
I just don't know that there's enough money in it for me in there. I'm already making so much where I'm at. I just feel
How much?
A lot.
How much?
Is it okay to say?
Yeah, air it out.
I don't.
Viral.
Like a month, like 200,000.
That's how much you make consistently?
Pretty much, yeah. Like around that area, yeah.
Wow. And what, do you just see a lot of people signing up from you doing like all the wacky viral stuff or?
That, and I'm just very hands-on with my fans. Like I actually talk to them. I'm like messaging them. I'm keeping up with them, you know. I'm very invested in what I do, so.
You should bang some of them.
Should I? Maybe I have.
Have you? The adult stars are doing a fan contest, but you're not allowed to do it on OnlyFans.
No. Well, maybe you should subscribe to my OnlyFans to find out.
And some dude will bang you. Like you'll bang one of the fans.
Maybe I should make that like a...
That could be like a promo code for No Jumper, right?
Like have like a raffle.
Yeah.
Bang Rebecca.
Maybe not even a raffle. Maybe just pick one. Randomly. Or maybe they all submit their photos and I pick the ugliest, smelliest one.
No. Not smelly. And ugly? Well, I could deal with ugly. Smelly?
I want him to have a fungus all over his body.
Absolutely not.
No fungus?
No fungus.
I feel like a lot of times...
Sorry, no.
I feel like the girls, though, that do the fan contest, they just end up with like a dude who's nervous and he can't get hurt.
He'll probably come really fast, too. It'll be over before you...
That's a bonus for you. No. True. Okay, but if you're going to f*** a fan, you have to act like you're like into it.
Well, obviously.
You can't just be like, I'm trying to get it over with.
No, you have I mean, you're making somebody's dreams come true, right? You want to like big it up for them.
Right.
Like, you know, you got to make it interesting and fun and memorable.
Right. So where are you coming from?
Like, what do you mean? Where am I from?
Yeah.
I'm from Orlando, Florida.
Born and raised.
Rhode Island.
Rhode Island.
Born Rhode Island, raised in Orlando, Florida, but I live in Miami.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what kind of person were you during your upbringing?
I mean, I've always been into the arts, so I was very artsy.
You were a nerd in high school?
I wouldn't say a nerd, but I definitely hung out with them.
You hung out with nerds?
Yeah.
Then you're a nerd, probably.
Probably.
Or you were a nerd?
Probably.
Right.
Yeah. I glowed up a little bit.
Were you beat in high school?
No, I was always pretty. I'm not going to lie. Really? I was always kind of... But I had friends in all groups because I was also, like, I played soccer, you know, I ran track, I did volleyball, like, I was athletic, but I was also, like, in choir and, like, did drama and shit like that.
But you had dudes into you?
Yeah. Always, my whole life.
Do you have a boyfriend or?
Do I have a boyfriend?
Did you have a boyfriend, like, when you were in high school and stuff?
Yeah.
I think one boyfriend all through high school?
Two boyfriends.
But you couldn't stay single?
No, because I was always in high school. I was always in a relationship. Yeah.
So what did you do when you graduated?
When I graduated high school, I went to school. I went to cosmetology school. I was single, had fun.
You broke up with your high school boyfriend at the end of high school?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Maybe like a year or two after.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And so you were single and partying.
I did my wild girl for like 2-3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And then I became a stripper.
You became a stripper?
Yeah.
What motivated you to do this?
So I was working in a daycare. And originally I wanted to go to school to be a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And I got like an internship at a preschool, and that was enough for me to know that no.
Really?
Hell no.
You hated dealing with the little children.
Yeah. So I went to Miami like a girls trip, and we went to Tootsie's, and I got to talking to one of the strippers, and I was like, it was just like curiosity, how much money do you make? She was like, oh, she said it so nonchalant. Like to me, $2,000 a night, I was like my jaw was on the floor.
Because you thought you were going to make that a week.
Yeah. No. Right. Right.
Like, not even.
But she was saying that that's what she was making a night. I was like, there's no fucking way.
Right.
So the next week I drove back to Miami by myself, and I basically bought myself a stripper starter kit.
What did that consist of?
You know, like pleaser heels and some lingerie, like basic lingerie. And I threw myself in there and I started working, and the first night I made $1,000, and that was it. I was like, this is it.
So you could have been a school teacher.
This is
like a critical decision point for a lot of young women, right?
It was. And I was struggling a lot. I was really, really struggling to make ends meet. I was just like, it was just, and I wasn't happy with that choice. So I chose to be a stripper.
And how did you like the actual experience of it once you started being a stripper?
I learned a lot. To be street smart, to be like, you know, just pay attention to people's mannerisms and how they talk and how they react to things. Like, it taught me a lot. It taught me to, I'm more of a, what's the word I'm looking for? I'm just more vigilant. Like, I'm more aware of people and intentions and stuff like that. It taught me a lot.
And did you enjoy it?
Those were the best years of my life.
Really?
Honestly. Those were the best years. Like, I don't strip anymore, and sometimes I miss it.
Really?
Yeah. So I worked at Tootsie's for a couple of months. That wasn't my jam. I overheard some girls talking about going to different places and trying out Atlanta. I went to Atlanta. I got a job over there, and I stayed there. And, yeah, that was, like, the best, what was it, like, 4 or 5 years of my life.
Why was Atlanta so much better than...
It's more of like a party. Uh-huh. I think Miami is just more serious when it comes to like their strip clubs. Like they're really going in those VIPs and like going in, you know, and Atlanta's not like that. Like you could really make $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 at the time.
Miami's more about.
Yeah, I think so.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. I feel
was
like
there pressure on you to do that.
Yeah.
And did you ever get into that side of things?
No.
Not a hand or two.
Mm-mm. No. And especially not in Atlanta. Atlanta was very like I said, it's a party. Like, guys would go to the club and throw hundreds of thousands of dollars and just be happy that, like, they're not even paying attention to the girls half the time. They're just, like, throwing money.
Uh-huh.
So that was fun. That was a lot of fun.
Right.
It was a good time.
Do you, who are you dating during this time period? Are you meeting guys while stripping or no?
No, I was just dancing, living my life, making money.
No man. How long ago was that? Like, I don't even know how old you are, so I don't know when that was.
Okay, so I stopped dancing, like...
Those things are f***ing huge. You just poked them up at me.
I know, sorry.
I couldn't help but notice. Jesus Christ. Okay.
It's a lot to take in.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I felt like, given the circumstance, I could just mention that.
It's okay.
They were probably thinking it, a lot of them.
So. They probably were. That's probably the first thing.
I don't know if that water bottle is obscuring them. There's like one horny dude out there that really appreciated that.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Maybe a bunch of them. I don't know. I could see it being like a majority opinion. Thank you. Yeah. Water bottle, like cursing it the whole time.
Water bottle.
So, do you have any good stories from the Atlanta strip club part of your life?
Oh my God. It's also like, it's like a blur. I don't know. It's crazy. Yeah, I have so many stories.
Were you getting f***ed up?
I drank a lot, for sure. And that time, I'm not ashamed to say it, but kind of, I did drink a lot. That was like the most I drank.
I mean, I feel like most strippers at some point make drinking part of it, because otherwise it would be pretty awkward.
Yeah, no, and you know, I went through my phases too while I was dancing, where I was just like, no, I'm not gonna drink. I'm not gonna drink anything at all. But then I was like, I'll take an Adderall. You know what I mean? Like, it's always, it's tougher than it looks, guys. I know it looks like a lot of fun, but it's, you know, when you're going like 7 days a week and, you know, you're really hustling, like, yeah, you're tired and you got to show face, you know, you got to make it fun. That's how you make money.
And you got to be friendly to these guys who, realistically, you might be in here 50 hours this week, but this is the only couple of hours that they're here.
Exactly.
And you have to not give off that vibe of wanting to unalive yourself.
Right, right. And there were times, obviously. I mean, I think if you're a dancer, you've had those moments where you're just like not into it. But people could feel that. They feel that energy. Have you ever been to a strip club and been like, yeah, this is not into this right now?
Oh, yeah.
Next.
Meanwhile, the girls who have like energy and some spunk on stage,
you're happy.
Just so much more endearing. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, you're more attracted to them, of course.
Yeah, the fun-loving gal.
Yeah, yeah. That's what the dancer's supposed to be.
Mm.
And another thing that I like about dancing in Atlanta was that you could have kind of like a little bit of an attitude, and guys just was like, it was just normal.
Really?
Yeah.
Whereas some other cities, you kind of have to suck up to the dudes, mm-hmm. or what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, I worked in Tampa, and Tampa, ain't no attitude over there. Like, you really have to be just like bubbly and happy and sweet and kind to even like the meanest, nastiest guy. Like, I don't know. Just, when I worked in Atlanta, I was just myself.
And was Atlanta all like drug dealers and like rappers and shit trying to show off how rich they are?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much.
So that's like your clientele that you got to like impress?
Mm-hmm. 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 They get it.
Right.
So you could be how you want to be and they get it.
But how often are they like full court press trying to bang you?
Every
But like, how do you deal with it as like a stripper?
I don't know. I feel like I was just naturally. I don't know. I think that I come off like somebody that they want to actually hang out with,
mm-hmm.
and so it's once they feel like they could hang out with you outside of there, and they treat you differently. You know what I mean? Like, and now they're your regulars. They're coming around. They're asking for you. You know what I mean? Like.
But, like, you're making a couple thousand dollars in a night. How do you not hang out with a dude who wants to pay you $10,000, $20,000 to hang out?
To hang out?
Whatever that may entail.
I'm hanging out. $20,000. Where are we going?
But that, I assume that opportunity presented itself to you in the strip club.
Yeah, no, but there's a lot of bullshitters in there, too. They'll tell you that bullshit, and then it's like, you got to know, like, who's... Mm. Who's actually about that shit? You know what I mean? Like,
I'm sure the girls talk.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Help sort that out.
Oh, we talk. We know. We know.
Right.
Yeah, the girls.
The harshest critics of men
of all time.
You know what? What I think would be so hilarious?
What?
A show where all it was just like locker, like strippers' locker room.
Hmm.
Hilarious. If you guys only knew the shit that goes on back there and the shit that we talk about.
Really? Like, oh my God. See, that's why you can't give a girl some weak ass. They're just going to go backstage at their strip club and then talk about
it. Has game. We get like all of that. We talk about it for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
You guys are making fun of guys for their weak outfits.
Sometimes.
Damn.
Sometimes.
That could be me. I'm glad I'm out the game.
Do you got weak ass game? I don't think so.
What is my game now? Hey, I'm famous. Give me head.
Does it work?
I don't actually say that, but I'm like,
thinking it though. You should try it.
Okay, but when you're famous or when you're like well known, you get away with basically not really having to have such a great personality.
Okay, yeah.
Let's be real. Like, whereas if you're a regular dude, you gotta really work to get a conversation going, etc.
Mm-hmm.
I realized how different my life was when me and Lena did like a hosting at a strip club in Vegas or in AVN, and I got drunk as f- and I'm like waiting for Lena's friend to stop puking so we can hop in the Uber. I know it's like this is your first time doing this, but like I'm wasted, and like every stripper in there is like coming up to me and taking pictures, and I'm like, oh my God, like 10 years ago, I would have killed someone to be able to get these chicks paying mm-hmm. attention to me.
And now they're just.
And now I don't give a f-
tripping over themselves just to.
Yeah. And some of them are all right. Like, I'm overall, like, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
You know, I feel like the guys with the weakest game were always like the most famous guys in the club. Like, they just were not. I don't know. Maybe it's that they feel like they don't have to try that hard, so they just say like the craziest shit and it just works for them.
I feel like I was just like, I just talk about whatever the f- I feel like talking about, and mm-hmm. the girl's either like gonna enjoy that or she's gonna think I'm a loser, and that's yeah. kind of like the
but
whole
have
thing.
You always been like that?
Kind of, but when you're a dude just like going to the strip club trying to get a girl's attention, I mean, it's like impossible.
Yeah.
Especially the dancers. God yeah. damn, that's like really impossible.
Yeah, money talks.
Yeah, and that's the whole problem. Because right. young dudes, they can't be trying to yeah. prove themselves with money.
No, and not in a strip club. Come on. Like,
especially not there.
Yeah. So.
So are you like, do you consider yourself like one with the city girls? And you're like all about like working dudes for everything they got. Is that your character? Or are you in denial about this? This is the character I'm painting for you.
Am I in denial?
How about your city girl-edness?
Am I a city girl? I've been called that before, but I don't feel like I'm a city girl.
Right.
What is a city girl to you? Like, define it for me so that I can tell you.
A girl with a BBL, and no personality.
I have so much.
That's what I think of as the city
okay.
girls.
But that's not me, though. I do have a BBL.
Well, I know. Yeah.
But
can we get the twirl?
The twirl?
Yeah. Just stand up and rotate just in case they don't believe.
Well, you're not going to be able to
this see is...
I got cargo pants on.
Yeah, there's definitely some cargo in those pants.
Stop.
That was pretty good, right?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Damn. I just impressed myself.
Oh, I got to tell you something.
Yes.
I got you a gift.
Ooh.
I got you a gift for having me on the show.
Whoa. Look at this.
It's nothing crazy, but
holy shit.
I wanted to.
Oh, this is insane. You. I've never gotten a gift on the show, I don't think.
How dare.
I mean, I have, but it's usually like self-promotional.
Oh, no.
It would be like,
no.
Here's my weed.
No.
No.
This is for you.
Holy shit.
Having me on the show.
This is crazy.
Yay. I hope you like it.
Ooh.
There's a gift receipt if you don't.
No, I'm with it. Whatever it is. Ooh, look at my Crip wallet
yeah.
from Rebecca. Holy shit. This shit is Crip Mac.
You like it?
Yeah, this is sick. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Wow, that's so sweet.
Yes.
I'm going to tell my girl, hey, you ain't bought me any designer shit in a while. What's going on? Rebecca did.
Rebecca did.
Rebecca did. Holy f***. Thank
Don't
you so much.
Don't make her hate me.
No, I'm going to totally like put you guys against each other. Wow, that was dope. Thank you. You want to see what my wallet is now?
What the f*** is that?
It's a little.
It looks like a. Oh, that's cool, though.
You like that?
That's dope.
I'm going to have to blur that out. I'm going to just shot my... I don't want
That's
them.
Cool. I kind of want that.
You can see the numbers.
Let's trade.
It's, I don't know. I got it from like a, actually I bought it from like an Instagram ad, I think.
TikTok? Oh, or, Instagram.
I like saw it on YouTube and I just was like, hey, can I have that? And they were like, yeah.
Oh, that's another thing. Do you ask for shit and people just give it to you?
I don't ask for shit often, but I do feel like if I ask for something, that they usually will just give it to me. So it's kind of like a weird feeling.
You got to teach me how to ask.
I just like buy things. If it's like a shirt I want from some company, usually I'll just like buy it.
Yeah. You don't reach out and be like, hey, do you know who I am?
But I mean, like to save $40.
True.
It just feels like maybe I'll just support them.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But then I also just get a lot of free stuff too. So this isn't about me. We're talking about you.
Sorry.
So, okay. How do you get into like social media or whatever? How does the strip club life lead to whatever this is?
Well, it kind of got slow for me in the strip club. I mean, I think it kind of got slow for everybody. So I just started doing like skits online. Like, you know, I wasn't really planning on it being anything that would go viral. It was just fun for me to just, you know, do the voiceovers and do the dances and whatever. And just, and it just took off. And then I realized like after a couple of months of doing that, I had started my OnlyFans account during COVID, but I didn't really take it that seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And so a couple months after doing like my videos, I looked at my OF and I had a good amount of money in there. I was like, what the fuck? Like, I don't even post on here. And so then that's when I was like, okay, so this is something that I could really like, I could like, you know, at least make it make sense. Cause I wasn't making the money that I was making before being a stripper. And so I just changed gears.
You just felt like what, the whole strip club game just slowed down
a little bit
with COVID or before?
So right during COVID, I know it was lit in there. I didn't dance during COVID, but from what my friends were telling me, it was a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just kind of died down and then it went flat.
That's how I feel about everything right now. It feels like all the clubs and shit are kind of dead. Concerts, flat, fucking festivals. It feels like they're all kind of struggling to make shit as popular as it used to be.
Right.
Yeah.
And a lot of the strip clubs got shut down.
Really? Why?
Because of that.
Because of COVID?
Because of COVID and just people weren't, you know, they weren't spending how they used to spend. And, you know, so. And I think a lot of that had to do with, like, these guys were there's OnlyFans now. And it's exploded. And now people are just not even fucking leaving their house to go to the strip club when they could just.
Everybody got used to not having to leave the house. And then once the real world came back, a lot of people were kind of like, oh, well.
Okay.
I don't really have to leave the house, do I?
I'm happy here.
Yeah. Even for me, like, I feel like I didn't really go out or, like, do that much for, like, 2019. But when I think about it, I actually did travel a bunch and, like, went to a bunch of events and festivals and shit like that.
Yeah.
But then, like, 2020, it was just totally dead. And then now my average times going out per month is, like, way lower than it was before COVID.
It's dangerous out there anyways. It's ghetto. Don't go out.
It's ghetto?
It's ghetto.
You feel comfortable saying that? Why is this like a personal concern?
Like, it's just, I don't know. People are crazy now.
Have you had any bad experiences? You had any
going out? I don't go out like that.
Jump on you?
Mm-mm. No, I don't. I don't give nobody the room to do that because I stay my ass at home.
Doesn't that get boring?
No, not for me.
You don't want to go to like some restaurants and shit?
Oh, I love restaurants. I'll do that. I love restaurants. I love lounges. Like, I'll go to a lounge every once in a while, sit at the bar, have a drink or two. But like to go party hard and. No, that's not me.
You don't get fucked up? The drinking's over?
No, the drink is not over. I just do it by myself. I just do it alone.
Really?
Yeah, I'm like a, I don't know, I'm a lone wolf. I like it.
You don't have like a man in your life?
Mm-mm.
Really?
No.
How do you not end up with a dude as a very successful woman? I feel like as soon as women become successful, that's what they do. They get a dude.
I think it's just hard because of what I do, maybe. I don't know.
But you're not like that crazy with it, right? I feel like everybody wants to date a clout chasing Instagram model type chick, right?
Everybody? I mean, I don't know.
Not everyone, but a lot of people.
Not everybody. Yeah. Well, not the guy that I would want to date.
Who do you want to be with? A baller? Shot caller?
I wouldn't say a baller shot caller. I want to be with somebody that's a goal chaser like me. You know what I mean? Like, you got to be as hardworking as me.
Okay, what girls mean when they say that is I want to be with a rich guy. But you code it with I want to be with a hardworking guy with goals.
Yeah.
We know, what do you actually mean? Do you want to be with a guy who's already accomplished those goals?
But you don't have to necessarily have accomplished them. As long as you're working towards them.
And as if you're going to accomplish them in the very near future. What if like his goals are going to come together like 15 years from now?
I don't know. I think it just has to. It's a lot of chemistry involved that has to be had for it, for me to. I don't know, I'm picky.
So you could be with a broke guy if you just really thought he had it in him.
If he had potential, I don't see why not.
When's the last time you were in a relationship with a broke guy? You got options. Why would you choose the broke guy when you can pick a rich guy? Or at least a guy with something, right?
Because I feel like maybe like a guy that doesn't have as much money would be more loyal. I don't know. I feel like if you stick by someone that is at their lowest, I could be wrong. I don't know. I just, my mentality is if he's working hard and he's showing that he wants to succeed in life and he's doing everything possible to do that, you know, why not?
My girl got into a relationship with me when I didn't have that much money.
Exactly.
But if we were not together all of a sudden, she's probably going with a rich guy.
Yeah, but she didn't do that.
She has
with
that
you.
Option.
She has that option, what, now, or does she always have
no,
it?
No, she was broke when she met me. I actually was rich compared to her when we met.
Okay.
And I was making
And
like,
look, and she's still, you know.
And somehow we made it work.
You made it work.
Which is very rare.
You made it work.
Usually yeah. people.
No.
Kind of.
And, you know, if a person, this is maybe unpopular opinion. I feel like guys that have had money for a really long time usually tend to be more, what's the word? Like dickheads?
Really?
Yeah. So, because, you know, some people let the money get to their head.
I feel like guys who just got money are dickheads more often than not.
Right.
If you have money for 10 years, you have time to, like, kind of get used to it.
Right.
Whereas, like, I feel like, whenever I like meet dudes who are just rich for the first time, those are usually the ones acting a fool.
Probably. I don't know. I don't know.
Do you feel like you're like under socialized because you spend all your time on OnlyFans and stuff or what? Also, these dudes left two of the biggest blunts imaginable.
They're huge.
From the last interview. These things are gigantic and they left them. This is like $50 worth of weed right here. What the fuck?
That's thick.
The one dude smoked a Black and Mild.
Oh, God.
Well, you guys can smoke these, I guess. You smoke weed?
Mm-mm.
You want to start?
No. No, I don't smoke. I stopped smoking years ago.
We call these gorilla fingers.
Yeah, I see that. I can see why.
It's not really my style at this point in my life.
Yeah. You smoke weed?
I do, but I'm not going to smoke this weed because these things are huge and they smell like fucking chocolate bars.
Can I smell it?
I used to smoke blunts, but I just can't do it anymore.
It does smell delicious.
Doesn't it smell amazing? Yeah. I miss it. I like standing next to people when they smoke them now, but I'm not trying to get involved myself. Yeah. I'm just leaving it alone.
I'll do gummies.
Like one?
One. Half of one.
And then what? Watch Netflix?
And then go to sleep.
Go to sleep. Makes you tired as fuck.
Yeah. Those are the ones I like. I like one that's just going to make me sleep deep.
Me too.
That's the ones I like.
That's the best feeling.
Yeah. I don't want to think too much.
So if you meet a dude at this point in your life, he's mm-hmm. going to what? Be like a person to lay around the house and watch Netflix with you and help take your OnlyFans photos? Or are you looking for like a baller dude who's already got the fucking huge business and he's already making plays and he's busy as fuck?
I like businessmen. I like men that are like on top of their shit. Like they're answering their fucking emails. They're calling motherfuckers back. They're having important conversations. They're networking. Like that's the guy that I like.
You like that persona, but then I think
that's
the reality of that though, is that he doesn't have that much time for you, right?
That's okay. That's okay. I mean, if you make time for the things that you want, right? So that's a good indicator if he really likes you. Cause if he's busy and he's still making time for you, then I mean, he's into you.
Like, I wouldn't blame my girl for being annoyed at me being in the office for, like, 13 hours today or whatever.
Right. But she's still with you. She's not. Is she complaining about it?
No. But, I mean, you could imagine a scenario in which a successful woman would be not really a huge fan of being in a relationship with somebody who's, like, not available because they're working an absurd amount.
Sucks for them.
Who's this UFC fighter you're dating? What was that?
I had a feeling you were going to talk about
it. It seemed fake.
Johnny Evelyn? No, it wasn't fake. I went on a date with him.
And how did it get leaked to the media?
That's a good question. I don't know. You'd have to ask him.
Well, nothing happened there?
Mm-mm. What, as far as what?
You and him? You do the horizontal shuffle?
The horizontal shuffle.
I'm trying to be polite here.
No, we didn't. We went ground and pound. No, we went on a couple of dates. He's a sweet guy. He's a good guy, but it just didn't work out.
Why not? UFC fighters, they got a busy schedule. They got to train.
No, but we're just different. We're just very different. I think we want different things.
What do you want?
What I just said, and the chemistry just wasn't there. I don't know, but he's a good guy. Mm-hmm. He's a good guy. Ladies, he's a good guy.
You had sex and the sex was bad.
No, we didn't have sex.
You make out?
We popped, kissed.
What, like?
Can I say that? I like.
Pop?
Thank you, yeah. I mean, he spent a lot of money on me.
How did that work?
What do you mean?
How do you decide? Like, does he just offer that? A lot of UFC guys don't really make that much money.
No, but he makes good money, obviously.
Is he established? I don't know anything about him.
I think he's like 14 and undefeated. He's at the top of what he's doing.
Oh, okay.
And he makes good money per fight. And I think the more you win, the more money you make. Like,
but he spent how much on you?
$85,000.
He can't afford that. I don't even know anything about him. But if you're a UFC fighter and you're not, like,
I don't know.
If you're not headlining things, you should not be spending that much money.
I didn't sit there and ask him about his financials and go through them. You know, we went out, he offered, and, you know, I'm not going to say no.
$84,000. You're talking like it's like a normal amount. That's like what the average American makes in a year. That's like more than that the average American makes in a year.
Yeah, but if you have it, that it's really not that much. You know what I mean? Like, if $85,000 to somebody that has a lot of fucking money, that's just like...
Give me a rough idea of how much shit we're talking. $85,000 or whatever it is. Like, how? Like, what kind of stuff? $85,000 worth of the Gucci store still be like a small sedan worth of Gucci products, right?
He got me a few things, and he helped me out with my businesses and stuff like that. So it wasn't just all in items.
You guys did OnlyFans content?
No.
So.
No. I know you want that bad, but no.
I do. I think that would be great.
I know. You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know. Johnny, you down?
Because, okay. that's a pretty good point, though. Like, we haven't seen a UFC fighter do OnlyFans.
No.
But what is the big deal? Like, it seems...
I don't know. Ryan might do it.
Maybe I'm wrong, but I haven't seen it.
Ryan might be down.
Who's Ryan?
Ryan Garcia?
Well, he's a boxer, but...
Oh, well, you know what I mean. Fighter.
Right. I don't know if he would do that.
You don't know. He's been doing a lot of wild shit.
Yeah, he's wilding out. But he seems like he's on some, like, weird God arc. He's, like, talking about God a lot, so he's probably not going to do porn, right?
Maybe.
But, like, I wonder if it's in the UFC code of conduct. Like, you cannot put your penis on your girlfriend's OnlyFans.
I would imagine so.
You really think?
I think so, probably. Probably.
Wouldn't that be so sick, though?
Because that'll fuck up, like, sponsorships, no? Like, they get sponsored by, like, Gatorade. And
exactly.
So they don't
like
want that
Monster.
Shit.
Like, Monster might not be feeling that.
No. Yeah, so I doubt it.
That's fucked up.
I doubt he would do it because of that.
Imagine being able to go into the ring and you have OnlyFans.com/whatever on your fucking trunks. And, like, people are literally just buying it and beating off to you while they're watching you fight.
Lit. Fucking lit.
Some tiny percentage of gay men and women who are watching the UFC.
Lit.
It's like a 90% male audience, so probably would be. It's not like the best marketing.
It'll be a bunch of dudes, like, whacking off to.
All the secret gays, yeah.
Yeah. Undercover gays, for sure. Whacking off.
So what else have you gone viral for?
A lot. I mean,
what's the most epic sagas that we need to touch on here?
Johnny Evelyn was a big one for some reason. That one, I think I was just in the right place at the right time. And
the right place was a guy spending an exorbitant amount of money on you in public who just happens to be an athlete, a well-known athlete.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can't make it up.
Right.
But yeah, that's pretty much the biggest thing.
That was the biggest one.
Yeah. Recently, there was something else, but I'm not at liberty to speak about it because it's still...
It's secret?
It's not secret.
Not viral if nobody knows about it.
No, people know about it.
apparently I don't know about, but come on, divulge.
Well, I can't really get into it though. That's all. It would be pointless for me to like say it if I can't really go into it.
Fair enough. So how has your life changed since you started getting this crazy amount of money off OnlyFans?
How's it changed?
Yeah.
A lot of ways. I mean, I'm investing a lot of my money in like properties and stuff. So I started the content. I don't know if you know about the content house in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of my first big purchases when I really started getting a lot of money. Basically, it's just like a hub for influencers. I bought my house, I decorated it nicely, and I invite influencers to come and just use it and create and work together and network. And so.
So you just have your whole house like set up so that you can make content out of it?
Yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah, yeah. So if you're ever in Miami, you should come through.
Let's do it. I'm down.
Yeah. So that's changed my life. You know, obviously that's helped out because I've been able to, you know, connect with a lot of other influencers in Miami, and then people come from other places and they come to Miami and they reach out to me because they want to use the space, and just created like a network of creativity.
That's dope. How do you resist the constant temptation of doing porn?
How do I resist it?
Yeah, like getting in, doing
I have an OnlyFans, so isn't that kind of like porn?
Yeah, but it's not like
subscription. Why? Because I like you can't see it unless you put porn is.
It's
like,
not anal on Pornhub.
No.
Like, you know, that kind of like puts you in a different category. Yeah. You anal on Pornhub. Everybody's okay. Like, oh, okay.
I mean, but I'm still naked.
But you're gatekeeping the crazy shit, right?
Yeah.
But do you think like you'll do it before you die, or is it just not you?
If I get offered a ridiculous amount of money and it makes sense for me to be on Pornhub, then maybe I would. Otherwise, you're just going to have to subscribe to my page.
That's the problem. They're not going to offer you a ridiculous amount of money compared to what you're already making.
Which is why it doesn't make sense for me to do it.
Mm.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's a harsh scenario. It's like a riddle that the porn world is stuck in. Like,
yeah,
how do we make more money so we can pay all the OnlyFans girls or the girls to come on over to the dark side?
They need to just they need to just pay more. I don't know.
Yeah.
So yeah, no. I just OnlyFans is worked out for me great.
Mm.
It's doing what it's supposed to do.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So what do you got coming up? Anything we need to know about?
So I'm actually recently was shot in a movie called Ballin'. It's coming out soon, produced by Chris Gotti. Safari's in it, Lance Stevenson is in it, Trey Chaney is in it.
Mm.
So that's coming out soon. You guys got to keep an eye out for that. Ballin'. Shout out to Chris Gotti, the producer.
Safari flirt with you?
No, I didn't have any days shooting with him, so I didn't really have a conversation with him or anything.
I've but
he
Safari.
Was very he was very professional.
I bought his OnlyFans.
He has an OnlyFans?
Yeah.
I didn't know he had OnlyFans.
I bought a picture of his dick.
Why? Can I see it?
I made a YouTube video about it at the time.
Oh yeah? Okay.
It was pretty cool. Okay. He was hyped. He hit me up, stoked.
Yeah. Oh, that you subscribed?
Just that I made a video about it.
His dick being what?
Just Safari. It was about his life in general.
Oh, okay,
but then
okay.
Also just his dick and
yeah. No, he didn't flirt with me or anything like that. Nobody did. Everybody was very professional. It was a very professional setting.
I'm going to ask him why not. That sounds kind of gay.
He probably won't even remember me because we literally didn't have any scenes together.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. But so that's that. And then I have another movie coming out that I can't mention it right now, but it's coming out soon.
Uh-huh.
We're going to start working on that project soon. Yeah. I'm an aspiring actress. So cliche for me to do OnlyFans and be an aspiring. Isn't that like a porn star thing?
The question is just like, does the OnlyFans thing like really damage your ability to be taken serious as an actress?
I mean, I'm getting opportunities, so.
And I mean, honestly, there are so few opportunities to be an actress in general, whereas like OnlyFans is a sure thing. It just feels like
yeah.
The decision is obvious.
Though? Is it a sure thing?
Well, in your case, yeah. And even for the average girl, it's probably a bit more realistic than like just hoping and praying that you'll become a movie star, right?
Exactly, right, right. But I mean, OnlyFans has opened a lot of doors for me. So it's kind of like a catch 22, right? So like you can get affected by it negatively, but then there's also a lot of opportunities that come from it. So it just depends on how you handle, how you carry yourself, how you handle them.
Mm.
You know, if you have like a business mind and you have a clear vision of where you're trying to go, like I think that it's not going to be easy, but I mean, at least you have like some sort of like guide. A lot of girls that do this, I think that OnlyFans is pretty much all they're really doing.
Was it hard to resist Orlando Brown out there?
Where, in Miami?
No, he was like out in the office. You didn't realize that was him?
Oh, no, I didn't see him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, resist.
That's cool. It was like an invisibility cloak or something. I don't know.
I didn't notice him.
Really? He's here.
I literally didn't notice him.
Yeah, he's here right now.
Tell him to come in here. Bring him on in.
I'm about to have to interview him. I feel like...
He can sit on my lap. He probably will.
Do you want to sit in on his interview?
Do I want to? Sure, why not? Fuck it.
Do you not have anything else to do tonight?
Not really, no.
Damn. You think you're ready for that?
For Orlando Brown? Now you're scaring me. What the fuck am I going to get into? Is he really wild? I seen some wild shit.
He's wild, yeah.
Yeah? Bring him in. Have him sit down right here.
All right, I'm going to go... All right, let's do that. This is part two. Will be the Orlando Brown
interview. I'm scared.
This is lit.
I like it.